Next patient is going to be Ronald Mitchell, R-O-N-A-L-D, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, 11-9-55, 9-18, 68-year-old gentleman, single, heavy smoker, bedbound, with history of asthma, COPD, chronic bronchitis, weight loss, shortness of breath, ADL dependency, using his nebulizer 4 times a day, muscle wasting, has lost at least 15 pounds in the past month, period. Patient was a patient worked outside, was a, worked in detailing automotive, and worked in landscaping for years. COVID immunization is up to date. Surgery. No recent surgery reported. Allergy none. Family history: mom died of COPD. Dad died of broken heart shortly after. VVF system, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, weight loss, edema in the lower extremity, secondary to end-stage COPD, as well as right-sided heart failure. ADL dependent. Suffers from dizziness, left-sided weakness, has had a history of lacunar infarct in the past. Medication includes O2, 2 liters, nebulizer 4 times a day at least. Trilogy, 1 puff 2 times a day. Dilantin, 400 milligram twice a day. Keppri, 500 milligram, 750 milligram, 2 times a day. Rescue inhaler as needed, along with a nebulizer treatment. Recent antibiotic for exacerbation of COPD. Norvasc, 10 milligram a day. Singular, 10 milligram a day. Zofran, 4 milligram PRN, nausea and vomiting. Zoloft, 100 milligram for anxiety. Valsartan, 150 milligram a day. Motrin, 600 milligram as needed. Nexium, 40 milligram a day. Blood pressure is 150 over 90. Pulse is 92. Respiration is 18. O2 sats 90% on room air, on 2 liters. Heart positive, small positive, stew, tachycardic. Lungs, ronchi, coarse breath sounds. Abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosal time lesion. Neurological non-torco positive. Muscle wasting noted in the lower extremity as well. Assessment, 68-year-old gentleman with history of COPD, tobacco abuse, O2 dependency, tachycardia, right-sided heart failure, corpulmonale, using his oxygen at all times, weight loss, air hunger, treated with high-dose Zoloft, gastroesophageal reflux, as well as seizure related to his CVA, along with a left-sided weakness. On the exam, put down left-sided weakness noted on the exam. Then come back to assessment. Patient currently is bedbound, as I mentioned, ADL dependent, wears a diaper, period. Patient requires nebulizer treatment on a regular basis. Blood pressure is partially controlled, period. Uses Motrin for DJD along with Nexium for gastroesophageal reflux, period. Patient also has debilitation and weakness. Patient does not want to go back to the hospital. He wants to be cared for at home. Given his tachycardia, his O2 dependency, his he meets the and corpulmonale with right-sided heart failure, he meets the criteria for end-stage COPD. And given the natural progression of his disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. And would suggest continuing with all medication, including Dilantin and Keppra for his seizure, along with breathing treatments, as well as Trilogy as a maintenance period. Patient may need benzodiazepine as his condition worsens, along with the Zoloft to help with air hunger and anxiety that accompanies these patients right before they pass away. Thank you.